It's Thursday. Thursday the 7th of April, 8 a.m. I'm standing on my plant trays. It's a strange morning. Because it's not raining, and it's not windy, and the sun's out. Spooky. It's not a clear blue sky, but the clouds that are there are those thinly veiled clouds, but quite a good covering. So at times the sun's in full strength, and at the moment, as it is, it's weakened strength because it's being veiled. But it's shining into the garden from southeast. Ready, not high in the sky, but this time in the morning, for this time of year, you can see the difference. You can see the difference more in the sun when it sets now. I mean, it sets way over to the west, in fact, west-northwest at the moment. So you seem to see the biggest difference. Yes, it's quite pleasant this morning. Seeing sunshine streaming in through the rear south-facing windows. What a difference. Had a decent sleep last night. Decent enough. Feeling okay. I think I'm feeling better than okay. Yes. I'm a few degrees above feeling okay. I should get a gradient chart, or at least a mental one. Draw the median line. All the way up. In the positive side of the line, to highly ecstatic, and all the way down to, yes, so this for a lot. The wee birdies are flitting about, especially the blue birds. They seem to be pretty. More active than, I'm not saying they are more active, there just seems to be more blue tits about, so it seems that they are more active than the rest of the birds in the pursuance of, yes, love. It's not love, is it? No, it's not love. Not with birdies, I don't think. Well, is it a love? I don't know. I don't know. Form of love, endearment, I don't know. Not clever enough to understand that. I know it's not with the wee wren, because he's a polygamist. Yes. He likes to love them and leave them and have as many as he can in a year and a season. Two jackdaws above me now. One in the tree, one in the telegraph wire. Every time I say that, telegraph, I think a telegraph would die straight. And they flew off without making a call at all. Not happy with that. If you're going to come to the garden, at least give it some song. Thank you. Don't know where that one came from, though. Can't see it. Out yesterday on the bicycle for a shortish loop around the local locality, just under 7 miles. Would have went further, but it was colder than I thought. Well, yes, it was colder than I thought, but it was my fingers just, for some reason yesterday, just refused to warm up normally. And it's strange on the bike. You know, I can suffer more just standing or walking. And you think the wind chill factor would come into it when you're on the bike. But what I'm trying to say is that I haven't been really seriously bothered since January, when it was really cold, with the fingers when I'm out on the bike. Yes, they go cold, but not painfully cold. But yesterday, for some reason, they were bothering me from after the first couple of miles, and they were just getting worse and worse. It was so uncomfortable, and when you feel that way, you just think, ah, my God. No, I'm not going any further, because if they're that way just now, it's just going to get worse, and I'm just going to not enjoy the run or the ride. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be out there enjoying the ride. Yes. I did actually enjoy the ride. That's not to say I didn't, but it would be more enjoyable if my fingers hadn't went cold really quick. There you go. On a positive side of that, it's still good training. And also checking with my Strava app later on. I had a lot of, in fact, I think pretty much the whole of the run, I had better my times on each individual segment or section. And it wasn't intentional, it just shows that I'm gaining in strength and stamina. So I was quite pleased to see all that, all those segments being improved. So that's the kind of stuff that you know, that they encourage you to keep going, and you get you get a wee bit of joy in the fact that you did actually better on certain sections, or like yesterday, every section. Yeah, so I was feeling quite chuffed with myself yesterday about that. Just sorry I had to cut it short. No matter, I might get back out today. See how I feel and if I get enough time to go. It doesn't take long. An hour on the bike nowadays is normally around about 13 miles, just short 13 miles with my current strength and stamina. An hour on the bike 5-6 years ago, when I was doing a lot of miles. An hour on the bike would have been anywhere between 15 and a half to 16 and a half miles. So I can see the difference. I may never get back to that. My aging body. Yeah, it's true. I'm not getting any younger, laddie.